Governor Andrew Cuomo says his vaccination plan for New York, released over the weekend, is preliminary, and much more information is needed to finalize the distribution of the vaccine to New Yorkers when it becomes available. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
Cuomo says his plan, which the Federal Centers for Disease Control required all states to submit, is just a first draft of what could happen when the vaccine is finalized. He hopes that will occur over the winter. Cuomo says more than 7 months into the pandemic, New York has conducted 12 million coronavirus tests. But it's possible that a vaccine could require two doses per person, and it's estimated that around 20 million New Yorkers will want it. That's a total of 40 million injections in what will hopefully be a very short amount of time.
I believe this is going to be the hardest operational challenge that we faced since COVID began.
According to the governor's plan, the first phase would vaccinate essential healthcare workers and people at high risk for complications from the disease, including nursing home residents and staff and healthcare workers in patient care settings. Phase two includes teachers, first responders, and frontline workers, including grocery store clerks, as well as New Yorkers with existing health conditions that leave them at high risk for complications from the disease. The third phase would be everyone else over 60. The fourth would be all remaining essential workers. Finally, in phase five, the rest of the population would be able to get the vaccine. Priority in each phase would be given to those living in areas where the rate of transmission of the virus is highest. The governor continues to be critical of President Donald Trump and his administration. He says they've mishandled the pandemic so far, including organizing testing and providing personal protective equipment, and he says they're unprepared for distributing the vaccine. Cuomo, who's head of the National Governors Association, compiled a list of 36 questions from the state's governors. They want details, including whether the vaccine will be allocated to states by the number of cases, a state's population, or other data. Also unanswered, says Cuomo, is how will the vaccine be funded, and will states be reimbursed for the cost?
It's basically going to come down to we're going to deliver it to the states and then tell them you need refrigeration equipment to keep it at minus 80 degrees, and you have to do two dosages, 21 to 28, fine. And then how did the states do it? It's testing redux.
A White House official in a letter released last week says that plans are already underway for implementation of the vaccine nationwide. Douglas Holscher, assistant to the president, says Cuomo would know more about the plans if he had attended the past 17 of 39 briefings held for the governors. He says recent briefings focused on details of vaccine distribution and administration. Cuomo's senior advisor, Rich Azzopardi, responded in a statement that the governor believes the briefings are a total waste of time.
And nothing more than political propaganda that uses elected officials as props to heap praise on the president and deny the virus's existence.
The governor also says that the 20 designated virus hot zones in New York have shown some improvement, and that by the middle of the week, he may be able to announce an easement on some of the lockdowns in those areas.
And I do anticipate changes to the zones.
Cuomo says the state has more tools to accurately pinpoint the location of new COVID cases than when the pandemic began, and he says he hopes that focusing on the virus clusters and taking prompt action to contain the disease can help New York avoid any larger economic shutdowns this fall. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.